Hachette Audio presents Hollywood Pride, a celebration of LGBTQ plus representation and perseverance in film. Written and read by Alonzo Duraldi. Introduction. One of the first innovations in cinematic narrative was cross-cutting, which linked two simultaneous actions taking place in different locations. For example, the cowboy rides across the plain. Meanwhile, bandits are blowing up the dam. Imagine, then, the cross-cutting between two significant moments in cultural history. In late 1894 or early 1895, two male employees of the Edison Company danced together, one man's hand holding the other's elbow as their other hands moved around each other's waists. A third man played the violin as they danced. A camera recorded the action as a wax cylinder captured the sound. The Dixon Experimental Sound Film was one of the very first movies ever shot and an early attempt to synchronize sound with motion pictures. William Kennedy Laurie Dixon, a young assistant in the Edison Laboratory, mounted the experiment and played the violin. The dancers' identities are lost to history, and there's no indication that they were romantically involved. Nonetheless, one of the very first films ever shot involves two men locked in an embrace. It's an image powerful enough to bookend the landmark documentary on LGBTQ plus cinema, 1995's The Celluloid Closet. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic Ocean, 1895 was also the year when Oscar Wilde stood trial in London for gross indecency and was found guilty. The verdict, and Wilde's subsequent fall from grace and societal acceptance, underscored what was already apparent in Western society. There could be no tolerance for or acceptance of anyone who dared not to conform to Judeo-Christian norms of sexuality or gender expression. It was against this backdrop that cinema itself was being born, so it is no surprise, then, that so much of the history of LGBTQ plus artists in the film industry has been a hidden one. To exist in the world, let alone to exist in the public eye, meant that queer artists had to conceal their true selves from employers, the media, and their fans. This silence often extended after death, with family members and biographers committed to erasing what was deemed a shameful secret.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?